scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
Some relief, some actual relief, may soon be on the way for homeowners who are underwater. That is, they owe more on their mortgage than their house is worth. That's about 11 million people in this country. The Federal Housing Finance Agency announced today that it's changing a government-backed refinancing program that hasn't worked all that well.
There was a limit on how far underwater you could be to qualify for the Home Affordable Refinance Program. And what this does today is it eliminates that level. So if you are 50% underwater, you can still refinance.
Elise Glink is a real estate expert and founder of the website thinkglink.com. She says this program could help a huge number of people who will now qualify to refinance.
You have to be current on your mortgage payments to qualify for the program, or at least be current for the last 6 months. It's a little bit unclear in the announcement details, but this is for people who have been good citizens, who have paid their mortgages, they're on time. They just can't get cheaper interest rates because they're so far underwater.
Now, this program didn't work last time. Why do we think the changes will make it work this time? Are the banks going to go along and try to help people?
Chase has already put out a press release saying they are 100% behind the program. I think the banks really weren't encouraged properly to do this. $1,000 to get it done just didn't seem to be enough incentive. But now they seem a little bit more aligned. And I think they're seeing the bigger issue here, which is that the banks are going to have to do something more to make it easier for people to refinance. There are so many rules and regulations. The pendulum has really swung all the way to the point of ridiculous, and they're going to have to come back and start to do these kinds of deals, even if it means that the banks won't make as much money on the interest that they had before, which was higher. They're just going to have to come back to earth and help us all out here.
How long until we see this program actually kick off and people can take advantage of it?
The earliest I'm hearing that we're going to see this program swing into action is somewhere around December 1st, but if you are way underwater with your mortgage, 50%, 60% below, you're not going to be able to get at this program until probably early next year. The good news is that no appraisals are going to be required. So the bank is not going to be pulling an appraisal. The appraisers aren't going to be so happy about that, right? Because that's a loss of income. But they're not going to be looking to see how much the house is worth in today's market. That point has sort of become irrelevant.
Folks who are listening in this situation, should they be sitting back and waiting for the program to kick off near the end of the year, or should they be talking to a HUD-approved counselor now?
I would talk to a HUD-approved housing counselor as soon as you possibly can. The banks are really understaffed. Mortgage brokerage companies are understaffed. The industry has been shrinking dramatically. There's going to be a long line, and you want to be near the front of the line. So I would start getting your paperwork together, talking to your lender, trying to figure out how quickly the lender is going to get these programs up and running. I just think if you call today, they're going to go, "What? We've hardly heard about it." So just set the expectations appropriately.
Real estate expert Elise Glink from thinklink.com says keep this in mind. The program is limited to home loans guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac before June of 2009. You'll find more on our website, comonews.com. And that's today's Consumer Notebook. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.